Hey, so, what's the big news you had us rush all the way over here for?
Okay, our news. My company has asked me to head up our office in Tulsa, so as of Monday, I'm being officially relocated.
What?
Monday? Well, how long do you have to go for?
Well, they said it could be up to a year.
Oh,
a
my
year?
God! Do you have to go? Well, I kind of have to, don't I? Because of this stupid thing.
Well, there's nothing like the support of your loving wife, huh?
Well, wait a minute. You can't go to Tulsa. Maybe you forgot, but we have tickets to the Jets game next week.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
We were going to go see the Jets. You can't go. I mean, you're the glue that holds this group together.
Really?
Not you. I can't believe you guys are moving.
I called their apartment!
Oh, no!
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job, the joke, the broke.
Oh, you know what? I'm not even sure I can have caffeine.
I went through this with Ben and Carol. One cup of coffee won't affect your milk.
Yeah, just to be sure, I'm going to call Dr. Wiener. Every time?
Uh-huh. Rich, you don't have to call him whenever you have a little question, okay? Trust me, I know this.
All right, I trust you.
Rachel, I can see you dialing. I don't understand why...
Shh, I'm on the phone. Dr. Wiener? It's so weird seeing Ross and Rachel with a baby. It's just so grown up.
I know, yeah. I feel like we're all growing up. Curse the name Wiener. God, that kills me.
Look at you all grown up.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I am. You know? That whole thing with Rachel made me realize that maybe I'm ready for a more serious relationship, you know? Like, I'd like to meet a nice, mature, commitment-minded lady. And looks aren't as important as...
Nah, she's gotta be hot.
Well, you know, I might know somebody. Hey, how about you set me up with someone and we double date?
I can do that. Yeah, how's Friday?
Done!
All right.
Oh, good, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hee-hee! Oh, you know who's great? Sandy Poopak. Yeah, all right, well, that rules out Lana Titweiler.
Ah! Hey!
Hey.
I've got good news.
You got out of the whole Tulsa thing?
Okay, I have news. You don't have to move to Tulsa. You can stay here and keep your job.
Great, how?
Well, my boss and I worked out a deal where I only have to be in Tulsa 4 days a week, so the other three, I can be here with you.
So you're going to be gone 4 days a week? No.
I'm sorry, are you just used to saying that?
No. I can't be away from you for that long.
Really?
Yeah, you're my husband. I'm going to live in a different state than you for 208 days out of the year.
That's fast math. We could use you in Tulsa.
I mean, thanks for trying to figure out a way. But if you're going to Tulsa, I want to go with you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you said that without gagging.
I know! What, excuse me? Oh, yeah? Well, up yours, too!
Who the hell was that?
Dr. Wiener.
Rachel, you can't call people at 3 a.m.
Oh, you know what? You sound just like his wife.
Was there anything even wrong with Emma?
Yes, of course there is. Okay, I'm not insane.
Well, what was it?
hiccups?
Rich, I told you, you can't call him every time any little thing comes up.
Yeah, well, not anymore, I can't. He fired us. What are we going to do? We have to find a pediatrician. Wait. Monica said that when you guys were growing up, you really liked your doctor. What was his name?
Dr. Gettleman? I don't think that's a good idea. In fact, I think he's dead.
Ugh, why does everything happen to me?
Rich, I promise, first thing tomorrow we'll find another doctor, but I gotta go to Burley and I'm not feeling all that well.
What? Why are you not feeling well? What do you have? Is it rubella? Because don't go near Emma, she has not had that shot.
You know, come to think of it, it does feel rubella-like.
Tonight.
Oh my God.
Ooh, great. Just the reaction I was hoping for.
So you found someone for me? You didn't forget?
Of course not. And you are going to love Mary Ellen. She's really smart and cute and funny. And I can't tell you how I know this, but she is not opposed to threesomes. Yeah. So tell me something about my guy.
No.
Come on, give me something. What's his name?
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his last name?
Damn it, is there no mystery left in romance anymore?
All right, we'll see you and Mike at the restaurant in a couple hours.
All right, great.
All right.
See ya. Yeah. Bye-bye. Why'd I have to say Mike? I don't know, Mike. Why couldn't I have said... There's no guy there.
Oh, it's impossible to find a good doctor. I mean, how do you know the good ones from the ones who are going to push their penis against your knee? Excuse me?
I know what she's talking about.
We've got to find a new pediatrician. Ross was getting sick last night, and I think Emma may have caught it.
Why don't you go see Dr. Gettleman?
Ross said he died.
He didn't die.
No, I just saw his daughter last week. Said he was fine. Her, on the other hand, much Botox. Oh, great. Well, then I'm going to take Emma to see him. I wonder why Ross said that he died.
Oh, maybe he was getting him confused with his childhood therapist.
He saw a therapist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used to have this recurring nightmare. It just really freaked him out.
Wow, what was it?
That I was going to eat him.
I can't believe I'm doing this with you. Although, yeah, I did just get out of a 9-year relationship, so I guess I should be open to taking some risks.
Everything's gonna be fine. Just follow my lead, okay? All you have to do is pretend to be Mike.
I am Mike.
Atta boy.
Hit it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Phoebe and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Joey, this is Mary Ellen Jenkins. So, Mike, how do you and Joey know each other anyway?
How do Joey and I know each other? Wow. And if I had a nickel for every time somebody's asked me that.
from school.
Yeah, we met in college. I mean, high school.
Wow, you guys go way back then. So what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm a lawyer.
Mike, attorney at law.
Actually, I just gave up my practice.
Huh? That's the kind of thing you usually run by me.
Well, I always wanted to play piano professionally, and I figured if I don't do this now, I never will.
Wow, that's great. I like that better than the lawyer thing.
Which is why I waited until now to introduce you to Mike.
I thought you thought he was still a lawyer.
No, that's not what I meant. Let's get you a cocktail.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Looking for restaurant jobs for you in Tulsa.
Aw, that's so sweet. Did you find anything?
Slim Pickens.
Nothing, huh?
No, Slim Pickens. It's a barbecue joint. They're looking for a cook. Actually, cook may be a bit of a stretch. They're looking for somebody to shovel mesquite.
Slim Pickens? That is so cheesy.
Well, so cheesy also has an opening.
Well, honey, that's okay. I actually know this woman, Nancy, she's a restaurant biz headhunter. Maybe she'll know something.
Can I just say how much I appreciate you coming with me? When we get to Tulsa, I am taking you for a great dinner at Slim Pickens. So cheesy? Whole hog? It's going to be tough to keep kosher in Tulsa.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, it's Monica Geller. I'm good. Listen, I'm looking for a job in Tulsa. Yeah, well, my husband's been relocated. Because I love him. No, I don't want a job in New York. Job who's looking? Oh, my God. He asked for me personally? Oh, my God. Oh, wow, this is really, really flattering. But I'm moving to Tulsa. Yeah, so just if you would tell Javu, I'll take it.
Hi, my name's Rachel Green. I have an appointment for Emma.
Dr. Gettleman is finishing up with the patient. He should be out short.
Okay, thank you.
I think you just have a cold. It's definitely not strep.
Thanks, doctor.
Would you like a lollipop?
You even have to ask? He is alive.
You know, it's so surprising that you and Joey have known each other for so long, and I've never heard about you.
Oh, that's because we had a bit of a falling out. Mike hit my mom with a car.
No, I didn't.
That's okay, Mike. I have forgiven you. And now we're friends again and everything's great.
Well, wait, is your mom okay?
Please, we're trying to have a conversation.
Wow, you're a lot nicer on Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. That's why you look so familiar.
What?
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 Do you not know each other?
Of course we do. Mike is playing a game that we used to play in high school. Yeah, where we pretend we don't know each other. We played all kinds of games. Hey, you remember that one where I punch you in the face for not being cool?
Mike, let me ask you something. How many sisters does Joey have?
Six. What are you doing? I said seven.
Joey, why did you set me up with a stranger?
Because I forgot about our date. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. And just to be clear, I didn't hit his mother with a car.
You are unbelievable. I spent so much time finding the perfect girl for you, you know? Mary Ellen is really smart and cute and loose. Hey. Oh, who are you kidding? Some guy off the street for me? God, this is humiliating.
Look, Phoebe, I'm so sorry. You know, but hey, look, if you don't like this guy, I can find you a better one. Mike! Oh.
I'm out of here.
It was nice meeting you.
You're leaving too?
I'll stay if you can tell me my name.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Honey, you were leaving tomorrow and you still got a lot of packing to do.
You're right. Maybe I shouldn't go.
What?
So Nancy told me about this job at this great restaurant, Javu. It's just a little outside of Tulsa.
Well, how far outside?
Manhattan.
And you're thinking of taking it?
So, before, you said that being with me was more important than any job, but I guess now it's old job, me, new job.
I'm gonna miss this hand. Okay, I know this is a lot to ask, but oh my God, Chandler, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
What happened to you can't live without me 4 days a week?
Well, if you really think about it, I mean, 4 days is just not that long. I mean, I see you Monday before you go to work, and then I see you Thursday when you get back, and I always work late on Tuesday, so really, if you think about it, I mean, it's really just one day. And, well, if we can't make it one day, we got real problems, my friend.
I think you should take the job.
Really?
Yeah, I know it must be important to you when you start chattering like a monkey.
Anybody's ever said to me.
Hey.
How was the pediatrician? Oh, I really liked him. Yeah, it was really, really, really good.
I promised you wouldn't say anything.
I know. Frost still sees his pediatrician. I don't care. Are you serious? You still see Dr. Gettleman?
He is a brilliant diagnostician.
Diagnostician or boo-boo fixer?
Ross, seriously, you gotta go to an appropriate doctor.
Why? I know it's a little weird, but hey, he is a great doctor, okay? He knows my medical history, and every time I go in there, he makes a big deal. You know, oh, look, it's my favorite patient.
Does he say that before he sticks his thermometer in your dishy?
I seem to remember someone bringing his security blanket to college.
That was not a security blanket. That was a wall hanging.
It didn't spend much time on the wall.
Oh, excuse me. Hi. I was hoping to run into you. Can we talk?
Sure.
I'm sorry, really. I'm so embarrassed. I'm a pretty nice guy. Just ask my parole officer. Apparently, I'm not a funny guy.
Well, why did you go along with that?
Because I was told that I'd get a free dinner, which I didn't. And that I'd meet a pretty girl, which I did.
That's true. Well, is anything you told me about yourself true?
My name is Mike, and I do play piano.
Oh, Prove it.
There isn't a piano here.
I wouldn't stand in the way of a true pianist.
Okay.
You are really good. I play a little guitar myself.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you play?
Well, like acoustic, folksy stuff, you know, but right now I'm working on a couple Iron Maiden covers.
Do you think that maybe sometime I could,
It's okay. Go ahead, ask me.
Okay. Do you think maybe sometime I could take you out?
Oh, that just caught me off guard. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Look at this, my two best friends.
Excuse me. I don't mean to be a jerk, but the baby with the rash came in after me.
The doctor will be right with you, sir.
Mommy, I can't find Waldo.
What, the circus? He's behind the elephant.
Wow. So your child's a big fan of the Waldo books, too.
Yeah, that's how I know. I'm Ross, by the way.
Hi, I'm Sally.
Hi.
So, Noreen, can I assume you're also a single parent?
I am a single parent.
It's hard, isn't it?
There's almost no time for a social life. I mean, where are you going to meet someone?
Well, let's say, I don't know, you met someone in the pediatrician's office.
Rossi, we're ready for you.
Yeah. Come on, Ross Jr. It's time to go in.
Mommy, what's wrong with that man?
Hey, I helped you find Waldo. Oh, good, you haven't left yet.
Where have you been?
I got held up at Dr. Gettleman's office. There was some guy that freaked everybody out.
Well, you got here just in time. I really have to go, buddy.
Oh, man.
Honey, promise to call me when you land?
Of course I will call you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoa, watch the tongue, people. We got a baby over here.
Bye, Chandler.
Oh, bye.
Bye, honey.
What's the matter, Joe?
I'm mad at you for leaving. You know, you're nothing but a big lever. Big lever with the stupid suitcase.
Any chance you're trying to pick a fight to make all of this easier?
Oh, dude, you see right through me.
Bye, Mon. Bye, Ross. Rachel. Bye, Emma.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Chandler, wait. It goes old job, new job, and you. This is just something I have to do.
I know.
I love you so much.
I know that, too.
Very special Will and Grace at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Don't worry, I'll be back before you know it. Yes, it will be the same. Because I know that's how. I promise.
You double promise?
Call me when you land.
Can I talk now?
Okay, bye.
Joey!
He had the board.
Kimmy, put on funny. Kimmy, put on funny. Kimmy, put on funny.